next application is case number 9939. The application of Alan and Patricia Halsey, is that right? Halsey, oh, I knew I'd get it wrong. For a parcel located southeast of Route 381, south of Route 368, being lot 616 within Bay Breeze Development, requesting a variance from the separation requirement between multifamily structures.
Alan Halsey, 130545 Farthingale Drive, Farmington, Virginia.
Patricia Halsey, 130545 Farthingale Drive, Farmington, Virginia.
Yes.
This application is a request for an 8-foot variance from the required 40-foot separation between multifamily buildings. The notes state that the deck is 28.8 feet from the stairs behind unit 627. Before the deck was built, their stairs were 31.6 feet from the stairs of unit 627. The distance between the buildings is actually 44 feet 6 inches, not counting the stairs.
Okay, good evening. We're here to request a variance on this deck, which has already been constructed by a builder who didn't get the permits according to his contract that he had with us. We had obtained the approval, the plans had been approved by the Architectural Review Committee of our Homeowners Association, and originally we had thought we might want a 12 by 16 foot deck. The ARC said it would have to be a 10 by 16, so we got the approval. We contracted with the builder who had also built at least one other deck in the community, and we live 3 hours away in Northern Virginia, so the deck was built within a period of a week, and he had apparently tried to get a permit and ran into a problem, built the deck without the permit, and we didn't know about the problem until we got a notice of violation from the county. So we contacted him. He said he would take care of it all. We got another notice of violation from the county, and we realized that he hadn't taken care of it, so we came over here and talked to Mr. Lank, as a matter of fact.
The same thing comes up. The same thing like post-permit?
Post-permit?
You mentioned that to me?
That's what we heard by our last.
He said things like, don't worry, it'll get worked out in the end. We'll be able to get it after the fact. So,
do you know what unit the other deck was built on?
Gary Oxborough.
686?
I don't know the number, but yeah. Same situation.
And your deck is pretty much similar to his?
Yeah, it's smaller.
Two feet narrower. Gary has 12 feet, we have 10 feet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right. I saw that.
Yes, it's less than 30 inches off the ground.
Are you on the same row of condominiums that he is?
No, sir.
We're on the inside?
Yes, we're on the inside.
Yes, mm-hmm. We're on the inside, but
he's on an inside, but a different pair of buildings.
Oh, okay. But mm-hmm. I thought you're on the inside there also?
Yes, we are. Okay. So what happened was the builder, the landing and the steps, you're probably familiar with these buildings, and the landing and the steps are about 7 feet. The builder removed the landing and the steps, put our 10-foot deck on, recessed the steps back into the deck, and so now the outer edge of our deck is about 36 inches beyond what our stairs used to be. And as a matter of fact, because of the jagged offset of the units in our building, we're only about 18 inches beyond our next door neighbor's stairs. There's also a large landscaped island. It's about 30 feet long by about 12 feet wide, directly behind our unit, that has 4-foot high bushes and some young trees about 7 or 8 feet tall.
For the benefit of the board, I'm facing down some pictures of the okay. deck.
Are there any other decks between your set of buildings there?
No,
sir. But yours is the first in that?
Yes.
That's correct.
Well, there was Richard Blitz from Manor Creek Construction.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. correct, sir.
Did you request it to be this high off the ground?
We wanted it low, so it's
we contracted for the deck at whatever the appropriate level was. We didn't specify any height other than the 10 by 16 deck.
So you more or less left it up to him to decide
this
the height
way.
Of the deck.
Yes, sir.
Although, I didn't want to have to step down onto the deck when I left, when we went out the back door. We wanted it pretty much, as the landing was, is basically the height that we wanted the deck.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Is there any kind of homeowners association there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And that's who we went through to get the approval to start off with, the Homeowners Architectural Review Committee.
Okay, so you had their approval?
We had their written approval. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that was the first step. And then once we got their written approval, we gave Manta Creek Construction the go-ahead to start the deck.
We don't have a copy of the letter of approval from the association.
I think I have that here.
That's the application when they initial their approval.
Okay. And just for the record, I can keep this in the record, and we can copy it until you have a copy back.
I think I have a copy of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a copy? No, I don't have a copy of the
edition.
Okay.
That way we can get it back.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we take case number 9939 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 9939 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Again, your case has been taken under advisement also.
Thank you.
You can
think
so if you'd like.
Okay.
Good.
The next application.